This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The Region of Queens is giving citizens a say in how the mayor and councillors are compensated. Regional Council voted this week to create a Citizens Advisory Committee on Council Remuneration. Chief Administrative Officer Willa Thorpe told councillors that involving residents in the process helps avoid any perceived conflicts of interest.
The committee's work could be completed prior to council adopting the 2026-2027 operating budget, so any potential compensation adjustments would be considered during budget deliberations.
The region is looking for 3 to 5 people to sit on the committee, preferably with experience in finance, policy, legislation, or other related areas. The mayor's current annual salary is just over $48,500, while councillors make about $24,000. The deputy mayor makes about $25,600. Pay for council and the mayor is adjusted after every election. Any raises are calculated by using an amount equal to the cumulative percentage of the average salary increase of all region employees over the past 4 years, or by the cumulative consumer price index over the same period, whichever is less. The region has had the same policy since 2018. This fall, regional staff contacted municipalities around the province about how they review councillor compensation. 9 municipalities responded. 2/3 of those included some kind of pension or health benefits. The municipality of the District of Lunenburg, for example, adjusts council pay annually based on the provincial consumer price index. It also includes a health and dental benefits plan, with elected officials paying 25% of the premium. And since 2021, they're also enrolled in the province's public service pension plan, which MODL belongs to as an employer. The Citizen Advisory Committee in Queens would meet 3 times, twice in January and once in February, before delivering its report by February 28th. Councillors would appoint committee members at their first meeting in January. Holly McConnell, the region's Director of People and Culture, would help the committee with their work. When asked whether 3 meetings is enough time for the committee to review compensation for mayor and councillors, Mayor Scott Christian told QCCR that they'll have help.
I guess we will see. My expectation is that the staff will carry most of the heavy lifting and the load in terms of actually doing a lot of the research and the writing and the development of the work. But I think it's really important to have the sort of committee of the citizen panel, just so that there's opportunities from an objectivity standpoint and an impartiality standpoint, and to get different perspectives around the table.
Meetings of the committee will be open to the public, and it will be dissolved once it finishes its review. The region is accepting applications until January 2nd at 4:30 p.m. Applicants should email a brief summary of their experience and a statement on why they want to participate to the municipal clerk at clerk@regionofqueens.com. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.